Davar Be'itai, just one ha'ara related to the Shavuos, and this is a beautiful ha'ara that I heard from, or a beautiful marumakim that I heard from my brother-in-law Yaakov Mel over Yantiv, and that is, so we know the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, the Peches on the days, we learned the Tzazamin, Erev Yantiv, the Gemara says, B'shosh Olam Moshe Lamarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, Amru Malachi Ashores Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachi Asharis told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's a Yulud Isha doing here, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, why is he here? So the Ebishter told the Malachi Asharis, he came to receive the Torah. Amru Lefanov, so they told him, Chem de Genusa, She Genusa Lecha Cham Meyois V'Shivim V'Arba Doirois Koidim Shenivra Oilam Atam Avakish Nitna Labasal Adam Ma Enoish Kisiz Kirenu Uven Adam Kisiv Kidenu Hashem Adeinenu Ma Adeshim Chabachal Ha'aretz Hashet Nahoit Chalash. What are you going to give the Torah to Abbas of Adam? Ma Enoish Kisiz Kirenu Uven Adam Kisiv Kidenu. You want to know where the Torah belongs? Tnahoit Chalash Shemayim. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Achzer Lehem Tshuva, give them an answer. I'm like, fun of. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rebbeinu Shel Oilam, Misyari Ani I'm afraid they're going to burn me. Amaloi, Sin Ebishter told him, hold on to my kisei akavoid, v'chazer lohem tshuva, and give them a tshuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to work. Amalafonav. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, front of the Malachi Asharis, and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah she'ata noisein li, maksiv ba, v'shteit on that Torah. So Ebishter said, it says, Anoichi Hashem alikecha, asher itzo yisicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. Amar lahem, so Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Malachi Asharis, and he says, tell me, the Mitzrayim yiradetem? Lefarei hishtabadetem? Torah lama te'elochem? Obviously, the Torah doesn't belong to you, so we're going to stop here. Posh it. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Malachi Asharis, it's clear the Torah is not yours. Because the Torah says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzei Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim. It's being given to someone that was a Mitzrayim. L'Mitzrayim Yeradetem? L'Paroi Hishtabadetem? The answer is no. Clearly, the Torah was not meant for you. So my shvager showed me that Rab Itzala Mivoloshin, in his Sefer Peh Kodesh, that is a Sefer called Peh Kodesh Al HaTorah, not the easiest Sefer in the world to find. This Sefer comes from the Peh Kodesh of Rab Itzala Mivoloshin, who of course was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Voloshin Yeshiva. He was the son of Rab Chaim Voloshin. His Agoyis are littered throughout Sefer Nefesh HaChaim Ki Yedua. But this comes from Rab Itzala Voloshin. It's the last piece in Parshas Yisroi on the words, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzeichem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. So he said that there's a pnimius in this argument that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And that is, L'Mitzrayim Yiradetem, L'Pari Hishtabadetem. But just to bring it out with one hakdama, something we mentioned many times over the years, and that is that Rab Chaim Vital brings, that he once asked his Rebbe D'Arizal, that what's the pshat that you're not allowed to say the name of a malach, right? So other than certain malachim, you're not allowed to even mention the name of a malach. And the reason is because the malach's name is Kaddish, and because the malach's name has Kedusha, so it's for that reason, when you're davening, us, we're Tmeim, we can't say the name of a malach. So Chaim Vital asked his Rebbe D'Arizal, I don't understand. You can mention the name of Hashem, but you can't mention the name of a malach? If we're Tomei, and as a result, we can't mention the name of a malach, so are you talking? Why are you allowed to mention the name of the Eibishter? So the Arizal told him that the answer to this question lies in the soid of Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Azeh Anivaloi Malach Anivaloi Shliach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to be Goyal Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, he went B'chvoide V'atzmai. He didn't send a Malach. And the Arizal was Masber, that why was it that the Eibishter went B'chvoide V'atzmai? Why couldn't he send a Malach? He said the reason is because Mitzrayim at that point was so Tameh, because of the Avodah Zarah, and because of the Arayis and everything that was the Egyptian culture at that point, that had a malach gone into Mitzrayim, he could not have made it out alive. He cannot have come out unscathed. He would have been mushpa from the incredible tumah that was in Mitzrayim. And it's for that reason Hashem could not send the Malach. The Eibishter had to go b'chvoid v'atzmai. Now the Eibishter can go into Mitzrayim because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha can't become Mushpa from Mitzrayim. But the Malach, yeah, and that's why it was Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Shlech, the Eibishter had to go b'chvoidoi v'atzmoi. So the Arizal told this Talmud, Reb Chaim Vital, that we are Tomei, but we can mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because our Tumah cannot have a hashpa on the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but on the shame of a Malach, it could have. And it's for that reason we're not allowed to mention the name of a Malach. Of course the Eibishter's Kedush is greater than the Malach, Abba HaGufa. Because the Kedush is greater, that's why it's fine, nothing's going to happen. Oh, but the number for our Malach that we can't do, and that's the soid of Avayti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Azeh, and Iviloi Malach. But I'll kapanu with that Hakdomo. Snedrab Itzalam Ivaloshin. That Avada Poshim Shan and this Gemara, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was, Le Mitzrayim Yeradatem, Le Pharah Hishtabadatem, clearly Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Yitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim is not referring to you. Oh, but Snedrab Itzalam is an Oymek. You know what the Oymek was? Moshe Rabbeinu was turning to the Malachim, and he told the Malachim, Herzich Tzu, if you would have been a Mitzrayim, you think you could have came out of Mitzrayim? You couldn't have made it out of Mitzrayim. Because the Tumim Mitzrayim was so stark, it was so fast, that a Malach couldn't have made it out. An evil Malach. The Malach couldn't go even as a Shliach. Because he would have been Mushba, and the next thing you know, he would have been Dreizach with the Mitzrayim. And says Rabbi Itzla, you're going to tell me, how could I say that? Look in the end of Parshas Bereishis. We learned this together not so long ago, where the Torah talks about the Nephilim. These were Malachim that fell down, right? And they came into the world. And these Nephilim, they were engaged in mamish immorality in Gilead Arayas, because they were mushba from that door, the door that was the Deir HaMabul. And just like the Malachim were mushba from the Deir HaMabul, and they didn't make it out alive, so too had the Malachim been in Mitzrayim, they could not have made it out alive. Only Basa V'dam, said Rabbi Itzala, only Basa V'dam was Shaykh. They have the strength, they have the fortitude to be in a place like Mitzrayim, where it's Memtesh Shari Tumah, and make it out alive, that the Eibishter should be able to say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoytzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. He said, the Malach couldn't have made it out of Mitzrayim. Only Basa V'dam was able to make it out of Mitzrayim. And Zoy say, Meretz, the Torah is not meant for you, Malachim. It's meant for Basa V'dam. And he went weit, he explained it a little bit tiefer. He says, that's Poshet, Malachim are greater than Basa V'dam. Right, that's the age-old question. Who's bigger? Is a Malach bigger than a Basa V'dam? Or is the Basa V'dam bigger than a Malach? The truth is, it's a Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim in Perek Yud, right in the beginning, in Shaar Aleph, he says, V'alpizei yavur pesha dover b'inyin shinu deya shebein gedoy lo yerushoynim. Ima odam yisrael godam ea Malach, a Malach godam imenu. V'chol echa mishnei adeo is mevi rayas mefurosh, is me mikrois mefuroshin. V'alpid v'arenu ala, now, said Reb Chaim V'loshin, yisbar asher be'emes eilu ve'elu divrei lukim chayim. Both true. The Malach's bigger than the Adam, and the Adam's bigger than the Malach. Right, bebchino is chalukim. It's a real two dinim. You have to know. Certain respects, the Malach is bigger, and at certain respects, the Adam is bigger. But said Reb Itzalam Ivalajin, that when it comes to this nakuda, to be in a blotter, to be in a situation where you're submerged by tumah, but at the same time, to be able to kriech out of that, an Adam can do that, a Malach can't do that. But the Malach Gevena Mitzrayim, he could have never made it out of Mitzrayim. A Babasa V'dam can find himself in Azab Blata, and he's able to make it out. And if that's the case, that means Basa V'dam is more Choshev than the Malach. And that's why the Torah belongs to the Bnei Adam. That's why the Torah doesn't belong to the Malach. Malachim were tiny. What are you doing? We're much bigger. And to a certain degree, they are much bigger. But there's an akuda where Basa V'dam is bigger than the Malach. And that is, despite the fact that he has his vulnerabilities, and despite the fact that he's mushba, and despite the fact that Laida he has Nisyoines, Beruchnias, Ubegashmias. But at the same time, the Eibishter created man with a koyach that he can be in a Shar Memtes, and he's going to be able to create out of that Shar Mem test. And you know where you see that? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Malach could not have come out of Mitzrayim. That's why it had to be Anivalei Malach. But Basa V'dam was able to come out of Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, that means we're bigger than the Malach in that Bechina Al Kapanim. And if we're bigger than the Malach in that Bechina, we deserve the Torah. You don't deserve the Torah. That's what Reb Itzala said. You know, we've mentioned so many times over the years that Reb Tzadik writes, L'man tisker is yoyim tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Every single day, Yid has to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day, Parshat, it means all the Nisim and the Flois, the Ramban, and then the Parshas Bo. But Reb Tzadik said that the reason the Yid has to remember every single day is for another reason. And that is because you have to remember that the Yidden were in the Shar Memtes, and despite the fact they were in the Shar Memtes, they were able to kriech out of the Shar Memtes. And man has to remember, despite the fact that Sheva Yipol, and he falls, and he falls, and he falls, the Eibishter created Adam with a koyach that he can come out of Mitzrayim. The Malach would not have made it out of Mitzrayim. You came out of Mitzrayim. And if you came out of Mitzrayim, that talks about the Milus HaAdam. Milus HaAdam is, he can creep out of any situation that he's in. That was the Tshuva Nitzachas that Moshe Rabbeinu offered to the Malachim when it was Achoyz Bechisei Kfoidi. Achzer Lohem Tshuva.